Quý vị đang nghe SBS tiếng Việt, hãy vào sbs.com.au/vietnamese để đọc thêm những câu chuyện thú vị khác.
Đối với những người mà người ta sống trước năm 1975, nó là một cái ngày mà nhiều cái gia đình bị ly tán, người ta đổ đi nước ngoài. Đối với miền Bắc là người ta nói là một ngày giải phóng miền Nam, mà thực chất ra miền Nam thì đâu có cần giải phóng. Đã có những cái gia đình người ta bị ly tán, rồi người ta mới đổ đi ra tìm một cái đất nước khác người ta sống. Thì bây giờ là đang trong cái thời tương lai rồi. Thì đó, nếu mà nói về những cái người xưa thì người ta cảm thấy đó là một cái ngày đau buồn. Người miền Bắc thì người ta nói là thống nhất, còn người miền Nam thì nhiều gia đình bị chia cắt, anh em cha mẹ con cái bị ly tán, thì nói chung là nó cũng là một ngày đau buồn. Còn đối với bây giờ thì xã hội nó đã như vậy rồi, bây giờ không có thay đổi được. Thì trước mắt thì cứ người Việt Nam thì người ta cũng phải vui vẻ chấp nhận cái cuộc sống đó, chứ còn không có nghĩ về quá khứ nữa. Đó là một cái quá khứ.
So, ngày 30 tháng 4 theo em biết là ngày giải phóng miền Nam. Thiệt ra lớn lên á, ba mẹ em cũng không nói quá nhiều về ngày giải phóng miền Nam. Thường là trong trường, trong lớp lịch sử sẽ dạy.
Vậy khi mà nói về lịch sử Việt Nam và thí dụ thế hệ thế tiếp, thí dụ con của Belita, thì cái 30 tháng 4 có phải là một cái ngày mà Belita sẽ kể cho con mình không?
Thì tại vì em đang sinh sống ở bên nước ngoài, thì mai mốt em nghĩ là em cũng sẽ sinh con ở bên nước ngoài luôn, thì để cho tụi nhỏ biết hơn về nền văn hóa Việt Nam thì tất nhiên là em phải kể, phải biết thêm về ngày 30 tháng 4 và sẽ kể thêm cho các con cái về ngày 30 tháng 4. Tại vì nếu mà những đứa con lớn lên bên nước ngoài, người ta sẽ không hiểu được nỗi khổ của người dân Việt Nam đã phải trải qua trong chiến tranh rồi mới tới ngày 30 tháng 4, nhất là khi sống bên nước ngoài, tại vì không có cái mạng xã hội nào mà thường đăng bên nước ngoài về ngày 30 tháng 4 nhiều lắm. Thường là chỉ những người Việt Nam kind of celebrated ở trong nước thôi. Mà kể cả bây giờ em cũng thấy là nó không có phải là quá lớn ở Việt Nam nữa. Có nghĩa là thường là sẽ có những giáo viên dạy về các môn, về cái importance của cái ngày đó, nhưng mà không có thực sự là trong những cái bạn trẻ, mấy bạn không thực sự nói chuyện về ngày 30 tháng 4, mà thường là sẽ có những người già như ngoại em, hoặc ông ngoại bà ngoại, hoặc ông nội bà nội, thường những người lớn tuổi hơn mới là người nói về cái một là cái lịch sử, của một là của chính họ hoặc là của ba mẹ họ đã trải qua trong chiến tranh. Thường là những người đó hay nói về ngày 30 tháng 4 nhiều hơn, nhưng mà kể từ cái generation của ba mẹ em nè, rồi những người trẻ thì người ta không nói nhiều nữa, nên là để cho tương lai của các con em thì em nghĩ là cũng sẽ là một cái topic rất là tốt để em tìm hiểu hơn và có thể truyền đạt cho những thế hệ sau này. Yeah.
So what do you think about the 30th of April fall of Saigon Day?
To be honest, with that date, I think it's, I'll be honest, it's not something that's fully spoken about in my family. So I have I've got my mom's side who was a refugee and she came here to Australia, and then my dad's family who did stay in Vietnam. So I know that there's a lot of conflicting feelings regarding it, and it's sort of one of those topics that I feel like I'm trying to think of a way to explain that it leaves a mark on your life and it affects people in different ways. So, like, I know that on my mom's side, it's not really spoken about that much, but the ramifications of, you know, them having to, my mom's family, you know, having everything that they, everything taken away from them and having to leave the country, it's been something that has, you know, there was a lot of loss, and I think it's just not one of those things that I think it probably would be good if we actually talked about it more. That there's that language barrier between, you know, my grandparents, who was probably the most, would tell the most direct stories regarding that, and having those stories passed on to us so that we can actually learn from it. But also at the same time, you know, when we think about it, or when we talk about it, it brings up a lot of feelings for that older generation. And so for myself, sometimes I feel like I'm a bit too detached from it because it's something that's sort of spoken about as in some faraway thing. And I suppose that proper...
The 30th of April, to me, obviously is a significant date for, you know, how, you know, this as far as how the Vietnamese Australian, you know, people got here. The actual date itself, it's not something that I keep at the front of mind. I know that it's a significant date and just have, you know, so many other dates in my head that I just, you know, have to sort of keep tabs on. And it's not that I don't acknowledge the significance of the day. It's just that that actual date is not something that I can, you know, remember.
Gotcha.
If that makes any sense. Yeah. I don't know. I think I fumbled that one, but you do what you do with that.
That's all good. Would your parents have talked about this date, or have they said anything about this date when you were growing up at all?
That, because of the, obviously because of the trauma and the mistrust that they have to deal with, this is not something that we speak about. Like, we don't really, to be honest, we don't really talk much about the war. Because it doesn't define us, do you know what I mean? Like, it's a starting point for us, but it doesn't define us. We have so many other things going on in our lives that you know, are a better indicator of the type of people and humans we are and the community that we come from. That war, while it's significant, it's not something that we talk about a lot.
Twee, so what are your thoughts on the 30th of April?
So... April 30th is a very significant day of, like, somber. It's an emotional day, especially for a lot of Vietnamese people, those who reside in Saigon. And if you don't know about the history, obviously it's about, like, Saigon falling to, like, northern Vietnamese forces and obviously ending the Vietnam War. But I feel like it has been such a journey for a lot of Vietnamese refugees who have left the country and fled from, like, the desperate conditions of, like, you know, the communist camps and the regime. I personally don't have too much history. I think my relationship with my mom, who obviously came to Australia by boat as well, was part of the community there. Yeah, it's just, like, there is so much intergenerational trauma and, like, lots of thoughts. It's a very emotional day as well, and I feel like it's, while it is very tragic and sad day, I think it's also a reminder of the strength and the resilience of Vietnamese people and those who go by, like, Bo people, who have managed to make, you know, a living outside of Vietnam. Just basically based on, like, my mum's story, who, you know, she was, like, one of 10 kids who managed to escape and did the whole two, three weeks on the boat with no food and water, had watched a lot of people, like, kids, you know, pass away during that, the travels as well. And up until this day, you know, my mum may not be comfortable talking about it, but she is quite... like, I can see her coming through with the trauma and the resilience through how she is today, like, how she's become so much stronger. She doesn't need, now that she's been here for like the last like 30 years, she said this to me the other day actually about how she's lived in Australia longer than she has lived in Vietnam. And it does make me sad to think that, yes, she decided to flee the country and she's made a home for herself in Australia, that there is that kind of disconnect from the motherland as well. And it's something that I feel has kind of, I don't know, for me personally, I feel like I have taken on that kind of like, I don't know, I have shown some empathy towards her as well and how she has like struggled in the last like, I don't know, 30 years, like getting to Australia and not being able to speak the language and kind of just figuring out as she goes by day. The day is a very, it can be emotional as well, but I think it is a time for reflection and it's also a time to really think about like how much our parents have like spent all their lives just trying to raise us. And, you know, I think this is, it's basically what they have raised us to do, you know, like they feed us, they provided, they housed us as well. But it's, I think it's also an opportunity to be thankful.
And I guess let's think the next generation, you have children. What do you tell like, and obviously, you know, you've got it from your mum, but simplify what being Vietnamese means. You know, for the next generation that come about that just are born in Australia by Vietnamese parents. What do you tell them to understand about it?
Well, I do think while we should be talking about the history and how it came about, I think if I were to have kids and this is like a conversation I'd like to have, I think it would really surround the conversation about embracing the Vietnamese side and like your culture and acknowledging that this is who you are and this is like, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed of. I know that like growing up I had a lot of guilt and shame about like how like I was raised and like how I didn't have like a well-off life in terms of, you know, being comfortable, like my mom being able to go to school, just like struggling in general. But I think it's a symbol of like resilience and like no matter what kind of experiences that, you know, you are going through, you can still show that through, you know, time and energy and just being strong and just getting through every day. You know, I do look at my mom and see how much she's like grown as a woman and, you know, all the things that she's have to unlearn from all those like traumatic experiences, obviously. But, you know, it's a opportunity to be like really kind to each other as well. But yeah, I think from my personal experience as of lately, just being able to connect with the Vietnamese diaspora and just having that conversation and acknowledging it gives me that kind of affirmation and just that pride and, you know, being known that like I am a Vietnamese person and this is the history and it's a common story that a lot of like second gen or like any generational like Asian, like Vietnamese Australian person would hear from their parents as well. So it's like, you know, you're not alone and there are people there for you and there is support as well. And connecting to community is so important. So I obviously grew up in Bankstown and I had experienced like that kind of community there growing up, going to Vietnamese school, going to the temple on Sundays, doing the groceries in that area as well. So regardless of like the struggles, we all still come together in like congregated areas as well. So that makes it feel like there's a sense of home, even despite being like away from another country in a foreign country as well.
Đối với mình thì ngày 30 tháng 4 là một cái ngày độc lập của Việt Nam. Thì thường trong những ngày 30 tháng 4 này, mọi người treo cờ trước nhà, thấy cái không khí của diễu binh, diễu hành, tạo một cái community sense, một cái cộng đồng để đoàn kết Việt Nam độc lập tự do hạnh phúc. Thì ở lúc trẻ thì những ngày này thì được thường được nghỉ, thì ba mẹ thường hay dẫn đi chơi, đi vào phố để coi diễu hành, để hòa chung cái niềm vui. Nhưng mà lớn rồi thì cái ngày 30 tháng 4 thì được nghỉ, thì mình cũng với gia đình đi, và nếu mà có dịp thì đi ra phố đi bộ hoặc là đi ra những công viên để cùng mọi người hưởng chung với cái ngày lễ 30 tháng 4 này. Thì ở trường thì dĩ nhiên là 30 tháng 4 thì lúc nào cũng được bỏ vô trong bộ môn lịch sử hay là giáo dục công dân. Bộ môn đó là giáo dục công dân. Thì sẽ giống như là nhấn mạnh về cái việc là mình nên nhớ lại cái sự cố gắng của cha ông hồi trước để mà giành cái nền độc lập cho nước nhà.
Nam, what do you think about the 30th of April?
It's a bittersweet, somber date, I think. Obviously for people like my family, it's a day where they lost their freedom, and their country and their culture. But nowadays, I think Vietnam itself, it's a reunification day. So, you know, celebration of our country and our culture. But for those, I guess, living abroad or the refugees, it's a little bit more of a somber affair. Yeah.
So for yourself, as a Vietnamese born in Australia, what do you feel about it, like personally?
Yeah, there's definitely a tension there. Obviously, carrying on my parents, grief around that, and then also trying to come to terms with the fact that Vietnam is a totally different country now in terms of when they left. It's hard. It's a struggle. You know, in America, I don't know, here in Australia, and for myself, it's a stark reminder of our displacement and a loss of country. But when I go back to Vietnam, it's a big celebration and makes you feel a bit more patriotic. So for someone who's born here to that generation of parents, but then looking, reflecting back on what's happening in Vietnam, it's bittersweet.
As your family was, I guess, one of the early arrivals to Australia, would your parents talk about this day, or would they...
I was born in 1978, so obviously my dad and my parents just talk about, you know, Giải Phóng, and so for them it was it's a very difficult subject to talk about, because it is a pivotal moment in their lives when the entire trajectory changed from one of comfort to one of survival. So that date is a stark reminder for them of the tragedies of war. The loss of freedom and that kind of thing.
Quý vị muốn nghe những câu chuyện tương tự có trên Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify hoặc tải về để nghe bất cứ lúc nào.